People are moving into New York City. Cities become, whereas people had moved in the, you know, 60s and 70s and 80s to the suburbs. That's where affluent people wanted to live in the United States across racial and ethnic backgrounds. Cities became important places again, and people moved back into cities, including cities like New York City. And, you know, I think with the contemporary gentrification in Harlem now in the 2010s, you know, people hadn't been to Harlem, weren't familiar with Harlem. These are people who aren't Harlemites, people who are not necessarily African American, or who are relatively new to New York City, like me, who moved to New York City in 1995. And, you know, people sort of just said, oh, this is Manhattan. You know, like, this is like the best real estate in all of New York City. So it's Harlem, but it's not another borough. It's Manhattan, and it's 15 minutes to Midtown, and it's, you know, it's great trains everywhere. And so I think that has a lot to do with the gentrification that's happening now, and also just that it's relatively more affordable. So even relative to some communities in Brooklyn, which also was quickly gentrifying in the same period, say from 1990 to the present, you get a lot more space and a lot for relative to the price that you pay relative to other parts of Manhattan, although that's changing rapidly. So Harlem now is a place where you have people like me who are African-American elites, again, coming back, right? You have working class people, you have poor people who have been there for generations.